A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Mem Dalid, Baba Kama 44a, pagination is 87. Starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page at the beginning of the line. Shor Shahaya Mischachich Bekosel. An animal was rubbing, pushing against a wall. V'nafal ala Adam, and the wall fell on a person and killed the person. Or, niskavin laragas habehema, the animal intended to kill another animal, v'haragas ha'odam, but ended up killing a person. So it reared up for a good blow, but it didn't hit the one that it intended to hit. Potter, the Mishnah says, the animal is going to be absolved as far as killing it because it killed, because it did not kill a person for which it is liable for the death penalty intentionally. In the words of the Rambam, Niske Mamon Yud Tes, Eina behema niskeles im himisa, an animal is not killed if it kills. Acha niskavna lahazik, unless it had intent to damage. Lemishu chayeves alev skila, unless it intended to kill a person for which it would get killed for. So the Magid Mishnah comments, if the animal intended to kill one person and instead killed another person, it would be liable for the death penalty. But the cases that are given here specifically are where it intended for an animal, it would not get the death penalty for killing an animal. Or the case we're going to focus on most, the first case of the Mishnah, where it was rubbing against a wall and caused a death. It didn't intend to kill, and therefore it is not liable for the death penalty. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Potter Mimisa V'chayev B'kofer. Even though the animal does not get killed because it didn't intend to kill, nevertheless, the owner is obligated in the kofer redemption payment. Rav Amar Potter Mizeh Umizeh. Indeed, Rav argues and says that there's no liability, not on the animal and not on the owner. But nevertheless, Shmuel, which is the way the Rambam paskins, and we'll see that the Gemara positions itself to bring a proof to Shmuel. Shmuel holds that even though the animal is absolved, but the owner is obligated in kofar. The Gemara asks the predictable question, V'amai hatamhu, the animal did it once, it's a tam, you're not obligated in kofar if the animal is not a muad at the time that it did the killing. So regardless, this should be a non-starter. And the Gemara answers, Kida Amar Rav b'muad lipal abnei adam bevoros. Rav explained in a different case that an animal could be a muad to fall on people in pits. And the case over there was the Chaza Yeroka v'nafal, that the animal saw a vegetable, and in an effort to go after it, it fell into the pit and killed somebody who was in there. So here also, the concept would be that it rubs against the wall with an intent. B'mischachich b'kosa lahana also, it's rubbing against the wall for its benefit. The Gemara says, how do you know it's for its benefit? Because we see that after the wall falls, the animal is rubbing against it. It obviously wanted this thing for its benefit. But when the wall fell, it killed. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis puts in one more provision. Va'akati tsroros ninhu, the wall flying as a result of its pushing it would be considered tsroros, indirect damage. And the Gemara answers, dika'ozel minei minei, as it's pushing it down, that's how it did the damage. It was a direct push that caused the death of the person. So, we have the opinion of Shmuel, who holds that even though the animal is absolved because it did not intend to kill, nevertheless, there is direct impact from the animal's behavior, and therefore, although the animal is potter because it didn't intend, but the owner is going to be obligated in kofar because of the animal's behavior, and it's a muad lekach. It has a track record, even though there's no intent, but the animal does have a track record of inflicting this type of damage. The Gemara on the second line of Amud Beis brings a proof to Shmuel, but by the way, gives us a beautiful synopsis of how the interplay between animal getting killed and owner paying kofar plays itself out. Tanya kavase de Shmuel utyufte de Rav. We have a proof to Shmuel that kofar should be paid even though the animal is not killed, and a question on Rav of significance. Rav said that both are absolved. The Brisa states, Yesh chayev b'misa uvekofer. There are cases where there's misa to the animal, we kill the animal, and the person, owner, pays kofer. That's the classic case, where somehow the animal became a muad to this type of killing, and at this point we're going to kill the animal, and the owner will pay kofer. V'yesh chayiv b'kofer upata mimisa. There's a case where there's an obligation of kofer, but the animal does not get killed. That's the case that we just discussed in the name of Shmuel, where the animal did not intend to kill, and therefore, if it has a track record, this kofer, but you don't kill the animal. V'yesh chayiv b'misa upata mina kofer, and certainly there's a case where you're killing the animal, but the person is not obligated in kofar. That's the case of Tam, an animal that does not have a track record, and now it killed. V'yesh potter, mizeh, umizeh. And there are cases where the animal won't get killed, and the owner won't be obligated in kofar. That's the case of a Tam, an animal without a track record, that did not intend to kill. Indeed, the Rambam paskins like Shmuel in Niske Mamon Yud Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes that even though it's Pater Min Hamisa because it did not intend to kill, Im Haya Muad Habailim Chayovim Bekofer. If the animal was with a track record to do this type of unintentional killing, then the owner would be obligated to pay kofar. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.